This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis is marking the passage of several housing laws he supported during the recent legislative session. That's a big change from last year when his effort to rewrite development rules for the state failed in the face of strong local government opposition. Polis says an extra year made the issue more urgent and that his tactics changed.
We divided up one big omnibus bill into five or six different bills, pretty much all of which passed. And that allows for more flexibility in kind of assembling the coalitions. Many of those were bipartisan, too.
The governor says the goal is to get communities to allow more dense and affordable development, especially around transit lines. State wildlife officials have confirmed that wolves have killed another cow in Grand County. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The loss occurred in the same area the state reintroduced wolves last December. Since then, it appears the predators have killed seven wolves in Grand County and five at a single ranch near Kremling. Tim Richard represents local livestock producers as the head of the Middle Park Stock Growers Association.
This is going to keep happening because they have preyed on livestock already, and so now I think they have that taste.
Richard has asked the state to kill two wolves that could be behind the most recent livestock losses. So far, it's refused, saying the animals need time to establish a sustainable population. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado ski season will last a little longer. Arapahoe Basin says it will stay open until at least June 1st. A closing date has not been set. A basin typically has the longest ski season in Colorado. Some years it can be open for summer skiing into July. This is CPR News.